Namaste, my dears. Hello and welcome to episode 53 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, your host, Kelly Connor. Today's episode is a 20-minute strong level 2 class where we focus again on the Brahma Viharas. I began introducing these concepts several weeks ago, and tonight we continue that, focusing on metta or loving kindness. I thank you so much for joining me for this practice, and do hope that you'll stop by sunroseyoga.com for photos, more yoga, and perhaps to say hello. Thanks so much for listening and for your support. Namaste. Begin by coming to a comfortable seat, a seat you can commit to for the next few breaths, for the next few moments, and just allow yourself to settle into this space. Allow any thoughts to be set aside for the time being. Allow any worries to be set aside. Allow any to-dos to be put on the back burner as you devote your complete awareness to your yoga practice. And when the time is right, you can devote your complete awareness to each of those tasks, each of those concerns, each of those thoughts, if and when it's appropriate. So today's practice is inspired by metta, or the practice of loving kindness. Now, this practice isn't necessarily a cultivation of mushy, lovey-dovey feelings toward all beings. It is, in fact, a feeling of respect, a feeling of wishing yourself and others good things, wishing wellness unto yourself and others. And so we'll begin our practice this evening by bringing the hands to the heart and by directing our loving kindness or metta towards ourselves. As you breathe in, just simply allow yourself to be held by this space, to be held by the knowledge that you are loved. You can even take this opportunity to wish yourself well. And as you breathe in, just think to yourself, may I be happy. As you breathe out, think, may I be healthy. May I be free. May I be at peace. May I know love. And may I be awakened to my own true nature. As we practice today, allow yourself to be held by that space, by that wish for yourself. And if any particular stanza resonated with you, come back to it over and over again as we practice. Now from here, release your hands to your low back and interlace your fingers just at the small of the back. As you breathe in, expand through your chest. Lift your heart center as you lift your hands away from your low back. Breathing in, lengthening the spine. Breathing out, softening the shoulders away from the ears. We'll breathe in and lengthen. And as you breathe out, begin to shift your weight into your right sitting bone as you lean to the right. Remember pressing that left sitting bone as well into the earth. Continue to lengthen both sides of your body, your right ribs and your left ribs, your right spine, your left spine. Feel the back of the neck lengthen, and as you breathe in, slowly make your way back to center. And as you breathe out, shift your weight to your left. Lengthen, let your heart spin toward the sky as you lengthen both of your ribs. Let your breath easily flow into the back of the lungs. We'll inhale back to center. And as you exhale, release your hands to your low back and unclasp your fingers. Walk your hands in front of the knees. As you inhale, make your way to table, Chakravakasana. And as you exhale, curl the toes, lift the hips to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Feeling lifted by the hip creases, feeling the back of the heart soften, feeling the big bones in your thighs press back toward the wall behind you. And we'll step our feet together. And as you breathe in, sweep your right leg toward the sky, lengthening the entire right side of the body. Go ahead and bend your knee and begin to peel that hip open, maybe stacking the right hip over the left and gazing underneath the right armpit, feeling that sense of aliveness through the right side of your body. Now as you exhale, release that right foot back down to earth. We'll inhale and sweep the left leg skyward again, lengthening out through those spaces between your toes. Maybe bend the knees and peel that left hip open, gazing underneath the left armpit. Maybe even clawing the fingertips into the floor. As you breathe out, slowly release your left foot back to earth. As you inhale, make your way to plank, top of a push-up, and maybe just drop your chin toward your chest and then look forward. Drop your chin toward your chest and look forward. We'll take one more breath here, pressing out through your heels. And as you exhale, lower down to the earth, nice and slow, knees, belly, chest, keeping your elbows glued to your sides. That will help us tone our triceps for later when we practice Chaturanga Dandasana. Now as you breathe in, pull your heart forward toward your hands and then curl your upper back up. So it's like we're peeling the heart up off the floor, coming to Bhujangasana. The action with your hands is pulling here. Let your shoulders soften away from the ears as you press the tops of the feet into the earth. One more breath in. And as you exhale, lower down slowly. As you breathe in, bend the knees. And as you breathe out, lift the hips high to the sky, downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. As you breathe in, step your right foot forward between the hands. Lower your left heel down to the floor to rise up to Virabhadrasana 1. Warrior one, hips square to the front of the room, heart lifts, collarbones spread. We'll exhale a little bit deeper into the pose. As you breathe in, reach your fingertips forward and down to earth. Step to plank, top of a push-up. And as you exhale, either lower down, knees, belly, chest, or Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up, upward dog or cobra. And as you exhale, slowly take your time to make your way to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Breathing in, step your left foot forward between the hands, lower your right heel down, rise up to Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. Let your exhalation bring you deeper into the posture. Inhale, reach the fingertips forward and down to earth, step to plank. Exhale and lower down slow, gluing your elbows to your sides. We'll inhale, peel the heart forward and up. Exhale, float to downward facing dog. Again, we'll breathe in and step the right foot forward between the hands, lower the left heel down, rising up to Warrior One, Virabhadrasana One. Sinking in as you exhale. Inhale, reach the fingers forward and down to earth, step to plank. Exhale, lower, hovering. Inhale to upward facing dog. Exhale, downward dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Inhale, step your left foot forward, lower the right heel, rising up, warrior one. Exhale, sink in, feel that front thigh. Inhale, reach forward and down to earth, step to plank. Exhale, lower down slow. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up. Exhale, float to downward facing dog. And as you breathe in, step your right foot forward between your hands. As you breathe out, step your left foot forward. Uttanasana, forward fold. As you breathe in, come up halfway. Lengthen the back of the heart, lengthen the spine, and exhale, fold. As you breathe in, anchor your feet to the earth, bend the knees, lower the seat. We'll sweep the arms around and up overhead. Utkatasana, tailbone scoops. Spine lengthens, thumbs draw back in space as the shoulders release away from the ears. We'll take in a full, beautiful breath here. Exhale, fold. Inhale, up halfway. Exhale, fold. Inhale, step or jump to plank. Exhale, lower down slow. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up. And exhale, float to downward facing dog. As you breathe in, step your right foot forward between the hands. Lower the left heel down, this time rising up to Virabhadrasana 2. We'll exhale fully and completely here. As you inhale, straighten that right leg, and as you exhale, slide your upper body all the way to the right before releasing the right hand down, extending the left hand up, Trikonasana. And we'll take in some full, beautiful breaths here as we lengthen the wingspan. As we lengthen the lower ribs, begin to really increase the space between your right hip and your right armpit. Creating a nice little triangle there between your right leg, your right arm, and your right waist, side waist. As you breathe in, root down into the feet, rise up to stand. Exhale to Virabhadrasana 2. Inhale, cartwheel the hands to earth, step to plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up. And exhale, float to downward facing dog. Inhale, step the left foot forward, lower the right heel, rising up to Virabhadrasana 2. We'll inhale and straighten that left leg. Exhale, slide the upper body all the way to the left before releasing your left hand down, extending the right hand up, stacking the shoulders, maybe even spinning the heart a bit toward the sky. Bringing your body into one plane. Your upper body is moving back. So we're pressing into a wall behind you. We're pressing that right hip forward. Anchor the feet as you breathe in, rising up. Exhale to Virabhadrasana 2. Inhale, cartwheel the hands to earth, step to plank. Exhale, lower down nice and slow. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up. And exhale, float to downward facing dog. We'll slowly make our way back to plank. Anchor your right hand as you roll onto the outside edge of the right foot, stacking the left foot on top of it, or taking an alternate leg position for Vashisthasana side plank. You can always bring the sole of your left foot to the inside edge of your right leg. Or if you'd like, take hold of your big left toe in your left hand, extending that leg. Remembering to resist the temptation to collapse into that right arm. We'll inhale back to regular old plank. And we'll exhale to side plank on our left side, anchoring the left hand, rolling to the outside edge of the left foot. And then taking whatever leg position. Intensify or modify as feels right for you. We'll inhale back to regular plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up. And exhale, float to downward dog. With your in-breath, step your right foot forward. And with your out-breath, step your left foot forward. Uttanasana, forward fold. Inhale, up halfway, lengthen your low back. And exhale, fold. As you breathe in, root down into the feet, rise up to stand. And exhale, the hands to the heart. As you breathe in, connect your right foot to the earth. Maybe lift the toes and spread them. As you breathe out, just feel your face soften. Now we'll bend our left knee as we lift the left foot up onto the, we lift the left foot up off the floor, and we'll bring the outside edge of your left ankle to the front of your right thigh. So kind of a bound tree position here. We'll bring the hands to the heart center and sweep the arms around and up overhead. Really flex that left foot to protect your left knee. Full breath in here, and as you exhale, hinge from the hips, reaching your fingertips toward earth or toward a block. See if you can relax a bit through the hips. See if you can relax a bit through the back of the neck. And with your next breath in, we'll slowly make our way back to standing, reaching the fingertips high to the sky. And then as you exhale, bring your hands to the heart. As you breathe in, we'll uncross that leg. Just point your left knee forward. And as you exhale, extend your left leg straight behind you in the air. Virabhadrasana 3, Warrior 3. Hips are square to the earth. Left leg is as strong, if not stronger, than the right. Shine out through the heel. Shine out through the ball of that foot. We'll slowly inhale back to center and exhale, release, let go. Prepare your left foot. As you breathe in, we'll bring our right ankle to the front of our left thigh, flexing the foot. Exhale, let yourself settle into your hips. As you breathe in, sweep the arms around and up overhead. And as you exhale, fold forward. Let your head become heavy. Let the back of the neck lengthen. And as you breathe in, root down into that left foot. Rise back up to stand. Sweep the arms around and up overhead. Exhale the hands to your heart center. We'll inhale and turn that right knee forward. Exhale, extend your right leg behind you, hinging from the hips. Virabhadrasana 3, Warrior 3. Feeling yourself lengthen from the crown of the head all the way out through that right heel. We'll inhale back to center. And exhale, release. Now either at the wall or the middle of the room, we'll make our way to downward facing dog. We'll step the feet a little bit closer to the hands, let the heart drop down. We'll kick up to handstand. Gaze stays between the thumbs. Shoulders drop away from the ears. Tailbone scoops under. And our feet and toes are active. Feel yourself really clawing the earth, but almost as though you're being lifted by your toes, lifted by the balls of your feet. And with your next exhalation, slowly come on down. And we'll spend some time in a gentle forward fold. Bend the knees. Let your head be heavy. Let everything let go here. And we'll make our way down to the earth. And take the legs nice and wide. Straight legs, inner thighs rooting down into the earth. As you breathe in, sweep your fingertips toward the sky, lengthen your spine. As you breathe out, hinge from the hips, reach your heart forward as you draw your heart toward the earth. With each breath in, lengthen. Each breath out, press the thighs more steadily into the earth. Feel the back of your neck lengthen as you tuck your chin. Feel the shoulder blades just melt down your back, softening into this space. With your next breath in, we'll slowly begin to walk the hands and the body back up to a full and upright seat. Bend the knees and bring your legs closer together. We'll slowly roll all the way down to the earth. We'll bring the feet about hip width distance apart. As you breathe in, lift up through the hips, the low, the mid, the upper back. Bring the hands up above the shoulders, fingers pointing toward your shoulders. Press the hands into the earth and shift. So your shoulders come up off the floor, but maybe take a rest on the crown of your head as you perhaps adjust your arms so that your elbows are just pointing straight ahead. We'll breathe in and lift up through the hips, the mid, the low, the upper back. Feel your heart flying forward as your gaze stays between your thumbs. Urdhva Dhanurasana, upward facing bow. I like to think of this as rainbow. Imagine yourself just immersed in the light of that rainbow of loving kindness, of well wishes. We'll exhale and come down nice and slow, drawing the knees toward the chest and rocking from side to side. Extend the arms out to T. And with your knees still bent, bring your legs so that they are parallel with the earth. Full, beautiful breath in here. And as you breathe out, use your abdominal strength to lower your knees to the right as you shift your gaze over your left shoulder. As you breathe in, slowly come back to center. And as you breathe out, lower your legs to the left, shift your gaze over the right shoulder. Let your shoulders soften. Inhale back to center. Make any last adjustments to your body, to your wardrobe, before lowering yourself all the way down to the earth to our pose of final rest, Shavasana. Turning your palms to face the sky. Allow your body to again be held in that space of wellness, in that space of loving kindness. And in this moment, allow yourself to simply let these words wash over you. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be free. May I be at peace. May I know love. May I be awakened to my own true nature. If it feels right for you in this moment, allow your thoughts to travel to someone whom you deeply love and care for. Hold them in that space of wellness and allow your thoughts to again catch on whichever of these words most resonate with you. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be free. be at peace. May you know love. And may you be awakened to your own true nature. Stay here as long as you like. Know that you are enveloped in peace, in loving kindness. Namaste.